on TalkSport directly after this, after Angelus and News. It'll be live here in studio. So if you're in, tune in, because you could win. Now, history was made last night at 11:23 p.m. when for the first time in over 50 years, an American spacecraft landed on the moon. Houston-based Intuitive Machines landed its Odysseus. I think that's how it did. Maybe my guest will correct me on that in a few minutes. But Odysseus, a robot, landed near the lunar South Pole. Historic also because it's the first all-private adventure to land on the moon. Is this the start of commercial flights to the moon? Well, following it closely was David Moore, CEO of Astronomy Ireland. And David joins me live on the line. David, you're very welcome, as always, to Kilkenny today.
Thank you very much indeed.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Firstly, David, why has it taken Americans 52 years to put another craft on the moon?
Well, they've been doing other things, in mainly planning to put people back on the moon, which is a much bigger project. This mission's worth over $100 million. You don't get much change out of about $10 billion to put people on the moon. And they've already launched the craft that's going to do that at the end of the previous year, so about 18 months ago, to prove it can go around the moon and come back. Next year, in September at the earliest, they're hoping to put the first crew on it and send them around the moon, and the year after that, actually land on the moon. And there have been lots of other missions as well. You may have heard of the ill-fated Peregrine mission last month that didn't make it to the moon, another American initiative. The Japanese landed upside down a few weeks ago.
That's right.
The Chinese have been having some success. Everything's happening on the moon.
Okay, and am I correct in saying it's Odysseus, is it? Is that what they call it?
Odysseus, yeah.
Odysseus.
It's from Greek mythology. I'm not a Greek mythological expert, but Odysseus is how I've always pronounced it.
You're clearly not a Greek, David. Now,
scholar,
you followed the path of Odysseus. Tell me the challenges that they had to get over to get this over the line to successfully land on the moon.
Yeah, well, Odysseus is a private company that's doing contracts for NASA, like lots of others. We've been writing about this in Astronomy Island magazine for years, but decades now. We're seeing it all come to fruition. You don't just launch a mission to the moon willy-nilly. We're watching the International Space Station blaze across Irish skies every morning at the moment. From Paddy's Day, it'll actually be flying over in the evenings. And it's in low Earth orbit, like most interesting satellites. But it's 1,000 times further to get to the moon. When you watch the full snow moon rising tonight, near the star Regulus, by the way, it looks nice and warm and inviting, but it's a horrible place to go, very far away, and it's extremely hot when you're standing in the sun, over 100 degrees Celsius, and extremely cold, minus 100 or more, when you're in the shadows. So it's a place of extremes, and to have spacecraft get there and then actually land, so you've got to have a rocket motor that works when you're out there to slow you up so you don't bang into the surface a few thousand miles an hour, and then transmit successfully, do experiments, and all that kind of thing is a huge undertaking. I mean, it took 5% of America's federal budget back in the 60s, every year for a decade, to put people onto the moon. So it's not something you do lightly. So it's amazing that private companies for just a few $100 million can do it today.
Now, the landing, are we talking about in around 380 something thousand kilometres from Earth? Is that what we're talking about in around that to the moon?
Yeah, that's about right. Roughly 400,000 kilometres.
Yeah.
And the International Space Station, like many of the satellites you'll see fly over at night, about 400 kilometres above the ground. So very far away indeed. So if you're watching the moon tonight when it rises, probably up already, look at the South Pole. That's where this mission landed. No way you're going to see this tiny craft, only about 14 feet high.
Yeah.
But at least you'll know that there's a mission on the moon transmitting back to us as you watch.
Now, the landing did not take place without a huge intake of breath in the final moments as they dealt with an almost mission-stopping technical problem, didn't they?
They did, yeah. I mean, there's always going to be problems with exploratory missions like this. It's the first time. You know, they didn't land Neil Armstrong, who, by the way, was Irish. He told me so himself when he was in Dublin a few years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, there were lots of missions that went to the moon, studied the moon, and then they had the first manned landing. And they only really expected 50-50 chance of actually landing safely on the moon. The real right stuff, seat of your pants mission that you wouldn't get away with today, in today's modern culture. But he did it in 1969, despite what some of these moon hoaxers say. And that was a huge leap, as he said, for mankind. And this is another small one, as the NASA administrator said last night. You know, we've got a private company doing it now. It's the first time America's landed on the surface of the moon. They've had spacecraft orbiting the moon, taking pictures. We can even image the lunar landing sites now from moon orbit. We've had pictures of that in Astronomy Island magazine many times before. So this is a huge step. Very dangerous, very risky. As I said, the Peregrine mission failed last month, had to be sent back toward the Earth to burn up harmlessly over the Pacific Ocean. There are other missions on their way. The Chinese have them going in a few months. Everything is gearing up because the plan is to set up moon bases.
Yes.
And start off landing this decade, next decade, have moon bases. And NASA signed contracts worth billions with companies like Elon Musk's SpaceX. So there's serious money behind this.
And
it survived administration changes in U.S. politics and everything.
And David, one of the things leading towards bringing people back to the moon is that one of the missions of this craft is to explore the areas where the sun doesn't get for ice, which they will need for oxygen and so forth whenever they put people on the moon. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So what's this mission going to do? Well, it's studying the landings, make sure the landing can go ahead. There was, unfortunately, a brilliant idea to throw out a camera at 100 feet before they hit the surface, which would photograph the landing. That would have been spectacular. Unfortunately, it's still attached to the lander, so we won't get those lovely pictures back. But they'll study the dust that was kicked up by the rocket motor to see how much dust is there on the moon's surface. Older people may remember back in the 60s, they were worried the dust on the moon could be extremely thick and the spacecraft would just sink into it. We now know it's really only a few centimeters, a few inches deep. But it's quite hazardous to equipment on the moon, so we want to study that to understand better if we're going to risk people's lives on moon bases. And, you know, there's other quirky things on board as well. There's a bit of a data center, because we're going to need things like that on the moon. Mm-hmm. There's the first official sculptures, artwork going to the moon. And, you know, the idea is to study the South Pole, where we think in the deep craters there's water that we can harvest. That saves bringing it from the Earth for astronauts.
Yeah.
And also, using electricity from solar panels, you can electrolyze that into hydrogen and oxygen, which is rocket fuel. And then you can use it as a staging post to the other planets, Mars in particular, which is the long-term goal.
Okay, finally, David, could you compare what we saw last night in the annals of history in the future? Could you compare what we saw last night to Wright's first powered airplane flight?
I don't think it's probably on a scale of that. See, in the 60s, there were lots of missions like the Ranger missions that were sent to the moon unmanned to analyze what the surface is really like, see how deep that dust was in particular. And this is one of those. But this will go down in the history books as being the first private mission to land on the moon. And we do think that in the future of space exploration is no longer governments, it's private individuals. Elon Musk has a huge space company. Jeff Bezos has one. There are huge consortiums of very wealthy companies that are planning to go into space.
Okay.
And the non-astronomers, the non-space, obviously I'm biased, but the non-astronomers, the financial people, they've said that they reckon the world's first trillionaire will be a space entrepreneur.
Okay, we'll
have to. This is a huge step along that route.
David, we'll have to leave it there. Exciting times ahead. Thank you, David Moore of Astronomy Ireland. Thank you indeed for joining me as always on Kilkenny Today. Thank you indeed. Okay.